Welcome to your daily devotional, April 5th. Behold, your King is coming to you. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 and 10 reads, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your King is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey. A colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The ninth verse in the ninth chapter of the book of the Old Testament prophet Zechariah was fulfilled at the triumphal entry into Jerusalem on that day that we call Palm Sunday, 5 days before the crucifixion of our Lord. This verse is referenced in both Matthew chapter 21 and verse 5 and John chapter 12 and verse 15. The multitudes rejoiced at the arrival of Jesus of Nazareth into Jerusalem, knowing that their long-awaited Messiah would break off the bonds of Rome and institute his earthly kingdom, which had been foretold in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. They did not understand that God the Son would be coming twice, that verses 9 and 10 were separated by a great many years. The first time he came in humility, offering up himself for all, so that all who believe in him and trust in his work and faith shall receive everlasting life. The second time, Jesus shall come on a white horse, make short work of his enemies, and establish his peaceful thousand-year reign on earth. Now, having set our text in proper context, let us now consider some personal devotional applications of these seven words. Behold, your King is coming to you. First, he is your King. And he is coming to you. Granted, in this context, these pronouns are directed to Israel. But what is directed to the nation can be applied to each of us today. Jesus takes the initiative to personally come to us. What condescension of our Lord that he comes to us, and yet he does. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus himself says, I will come to you. If we will continually call, then he shall continually come. Second, let us behold this event. That word behold is there to call our special attention to what immediately follows. The Old Testament prophet Zechariah looked forward to this event. The people in Jesus' day witnessed this event, and we look back upon it. We recall that Jesus' first coming preceded his salvation work at Calvary in victory over death, and we who believe rejoice in the finished work. We also look forward to his return, his second coming, his kingdom, and our final glorification. This world is a sin-laden place, filled with war, but our God shall one day reign universally in peace.